Iran and Afghanistan signed judicial and legal cooperation agreement. Iran unveils a new and more advanced air defense systems. Iran's intelligence ministry disbands two terrorist groups that smuggled weapons into the country. Syria's army takes back control of western city of Al-Qasir in the central province of Homs. And more Kurds are killed and wounded in several bombings and shootings across Iran. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Iran's judiciary head Ayatollah Sadegh Amiralijani and his Afghan counterpart Abdusalam Azimi have signed an agreement to bolster judicial and legal cooperation between the two countries. The agreement was signed in Tehran on Monday at the end of the latter's three-day visit to Iran. According to the accord, Amiralijani and Azimi stressed the importance of promoting judicial and legal cooperation and implementing judicial agreements already signed between the two countries. The two officials expressed their willingness to share a legal experience. They also agreed to implement an agreement on the transfer of those convicted to life imprisonment between the two countries at the earliest, while the Iranian side voiced readiness to repatriate the first group of Afghan prisoners. Iran's Ministry of Economics and Finance has called for a pivotal role of Islamic Development Bank in joint project of hydroelectric energy transfer from Tajikistan to Afghanistan and Iran. In a meeting with the president of Islamic Development Bank, which was held on Monday on the sidelines of the 38th meeting of the IDB General Assembly in Dushanbe, capital of Tajikistan, Shamsuddin Husseini said, the three neighboring countries want participation of the IDB to do the joint hydroelectric project. Husseini added that Iran, as the main shareholder of the IDB, expects more participation of the bank and its projects. For his part, IDB president appreciated Iran's good cooperation with the bank. Muhammad Ali, also said President Ahmadinejad pays special attention to mutual cooperation between Iran and the IDB, and that the cooperation will expand. Iran has unveiled a new air defense system called HERS-9, which is developed by a country's defense ministry and Islamic Revolution Guard Corps Aerospace Force. During an inauguration ceremony, the Iranian defense minister said on Monday that Iran is among a few leading world countries producing such an air defense system domestically. Brigadier General Ahmad Vaidi added that the mobile air defense system is more advanced and capable than the country's previous air defense models. The minister noted that the battery can be activated within a matter of minutes. Vaidi pointed out that the air defense system is able to detect and track targets at low altitudes and automatically hit them. He elaborated that the new achievement has been made despite international sanctions against Iran's military sector. Vaidi also reminded that Iran has become self-sufficient in manufacturing airplanes. The Iranian intelligence ministry says it has identified and disbanded two terrorist groups that smuggled weapons into the country. In a statement released on Monday, the ministry said the enemies of the nation have intensified their destructive activities and are making arrangements for different types of seditious acts ahead of the upcoming elections. The statement added that the ministry has managed to identify and neutralize a number of enemy plots and scenarios, as it had been monitoring the moves of enemy agents and therefore made necessary preparations to counter them. The ministry underlined that among the most recent plots uncovered by the intelligence ministry was the smuggling of a large cache of light weapons into the country. It said that the groups were transferring a considerable number of different weapons, including pistols and grenades, into central parts of the country when they were quickly identified and arrested in Kermanshah and Sistan and Baluchistan province, and their arms were also confiscated. Now the Syrian army has restored security in the western city of Al-Qasir in the central province of Homs after taking back control of a large area of the city from foreign-backed militants. According to the IRINN reporter in the area, the army killed two insurgent commanders during the operation in the strategic city, which is located near the border with Lebanon. Fierce battles are still going on in the city as the Syrian army continues its operations there, while large numbers of militants abandon their weapons and flee the city. According to the IRINN reporter, the Syrian army entered the strategic city from every front on Sunday following weeks of battle. Meanwhile, the Syrian army says it has destroyed several militant hideouts across the country, killing dozens of foreign-backed insurgents. In other news, the Syrian army says it has also found Zionist-made rockets and a weapons cache seized from militants in Homs province. Meanwhile, the head of the Office of the Joint Special Representative for Syria, Mukhtar Lamani, returned to Damascus and says they will focus efforts on next month's Geneva conference.
الإمكانيات الممكنة يعني للتوصل لحل سياسي ينقذ سوريا من الوضع اللي هي.
And now a recap of our top stories. Iran and Afghanistan signed judicial and legal cooperation agreements. Iran unveils a new and more advanced air defense system. Iran's intelligence ministry disbands two terrorist groups that smuggled weapons into the country. Syrian army takes back control of western city of Al-Qusair in the central province of Homs. And scores are killed and wounded in several bombings and shootings across Iraq. More than 90 people have been killed and over 300 others injured in several bomb explosions and shooting incidents across Iraq. Iraqi security and medical sources said 9 bomb explosions struck predominantly Shiite districts of capital Baghdad on Monday, killing dozens of civilians and wounding over 130 others. One of the bombs exploded near a bus carrying Iranian pilgrims north of Baghdad, killing 4 and injuring 17 others. Another 13 people were killed after a bomb went off near a market in a Shiite-majority area of Baghdad on Monday. No group has claimed responsibility for the blasts.
نقعد على باب الله هناك لعله يجري يوم يعني واخو عربان هناك يسوي شوربه ويسوي اكيد انه فرحنا نتريق يمه فهالمكان شوي مزدحم يعني مزدحم بس شوي انا بالنسبه لي عبرت هذا عبرت الشارع هالشكل وندرت لغير صفحه بعد ما شفت الدنيا انقلبت هيك مثل تراب ظلمه وحديد قلب عليه ضربت بوجهي تحت.
Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki held a news conference on Monday after a wave of car bombs and shootings in the country. Maliki said such attacks remind us of the crimes which were committed in Iraq when it was a square for terrorism and terrorists in 2006 and 2007. He vowed to overhaul the country's security strategy amid a wave of violence that has killed 340 people so far in May.
Today's cabinet meeting was held in the background of the crimes which were committed by detonating car bombs targeting innocent people in Baghdad, Basra and other provinces which have recently been repeated and which led to the killing of innocent Iraqi people in addition to the spread of the phenomenon of abduction of some innocent people. So such attacks remind us of the crimes which were committed in Iraq when it was a square for terrorism and terrorists. The return of militants is making use of political instability, which led to instability inside society due to the sectarianism. The recent sectarian violence links this time to the agenda of Beyond Borders.
A suicide bomber blew himself up outside a government office in the northern Afghan province of Baghlan on Monday, killing at least 15 people and wounding 13 more. Police said the incident happened when the bomber targeted a provincial council office in the capital, Pulikhumri. The head of the office was killed in the incident. Insurgents' attacks against civilians and government workers have increased in recent months.
داشت افغانو طالبو افزایش پیدا کرده. اطلاعات ما نشان میده که تمام مدارس که میتونسته از لحاظ قوت یا نیرو برایشان کمک کنه اینا را تعطیل کردن و از نیروهایشان برای عملات انفجاری و انتحاری و بعضی عملات دیگه استفاده میکنن.
Iran's first vice president says the Islamic Republic is ready to increase the level of bilateral cooperation with Pakistan in all fields, particularly in oil and gas sectors. On a telephone conversation with the leader of Pakistan's Muslim League, Nawaz Sharif, on Monday, Mohammad Reza Rahimi expressed hope that Tehran and Islamabad would further improve relations during the new Pakistani government's mandate. Wishing Iran's support for Pakistani progress and development, Rahimi said, Tehran is ready to meet part of Islamabad's need for gas and electricity. The Iranian vice president further stressed the importance of more interaction and consultation between Iran and Pakistan on key regional and international developments and issues of the Muslim world. For his part, Sharif said, Pakistan is ready to enhance the level of its relations with Iran. He added that the Pakistani government would make serious efforts to achieve this goal. Thousands of Spain health system workers, including the doctors and nurses, held a nationwide protest dubbed as the White Wave, condemning government's plan of privatization of regional public health centers in the country. My colleague in Madrid has more details on the issue.
It is called the White Wave because of the color of the white coats of doctors and workers of the public health system in Spain. Again, the White Wave took today the streets of Madrid. Thousands of people protested against the project of the regional government of putting into private hands more than 30 public health centers of the region. For the 10th time in the last months, thousands of doctors, workers and users of the public health system showed their rejection to the plans of the government. They remembered that almost 1 million people voted in a public consultation organized by them against the private hospitals. The people of the White Wave are sure that the privatization will have a negative effect in the system. They denounce that the privatization of the public health system will end up affecting the users, the patients. With the cry, "The public health system is not for sale, we have to defend it," the demonstration ended just after insisting in that this won't be the last protest. Thousands of people have demonstrated today in Madrid to protest against the privatization plans of the regional government in the public health system. They announced that they will keep on fighting if the cuts are not stopped. From Madrid, Tamim El Dalati by Shabak Khabar.
Meanwhile, the economic crisis in Spain has put some 27% of people out of work. For some, it means no longer being able to find food to put on their plates.
Entonces, esa gente que tenía un nivel de vida medio alto y que de repente se encuentran que están en la calle. Con lo cual, al principio la gente era normal que viniera, pero a la gente que viene ahora le cuesta mucho, porque ellos estaban acostumbrados a dar y a tener un nivel de vida alto.
And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRI and in English News. Join us tomorrow night with the latest updates. Goodbye now.